Well, appreciate you guys turning out, and as Joe said, we're going to have a little bit of fun here. We just wanted to talk about for a brief moment the progress that's been made over the last several years, and I think the importance of what we're standing in front of here. When you look at the commitment of OEMs, it's a nice thing to have, but what the success of biodiesel requires a system. It's everything from the feedstocks through the refinery process, through the distribution process, the retail, all of the promotion that goes on, and you got to have a fuel tank and something to burn the biodiesel that's there. And I'd like to return a compliment back to what NBB has done in terms of making certain that all of those system pieces came together. They didn't always come together easily, and all of the bearings didn't always turn without a squeak or a rumble every now and again. But the progress and where the industry is at this point in time is very gratifying, and John Deere is proud and pleased, in fact, to have had a role in that. We continue to use biodiesel as a factory fill in our construction equipment, whether those are bulldozers or excavators, motor graders, backhoes, the kinds of things that you see on construction sites that are painted yellow, and then obviously from a farm equipment standpoint, we've got biodiesel in the tank. We use soy esters as well as polymer replacements. A lot of the large panels on tractors and combines are made from soybeans as well. So lots of opportunity to move that forward. The other thing we're really excited about as we look forward and into completion with interim and then final Tier 4 engines is that we've been able to make certain that the technology we've got with both Regen and SCR is fully compatible with B20 going forward. So we're excited about that, being able to maintain that that capability. Thank you for turning out. We're fortunate to be part of this. We're excited to be part of this. And with that, Jennifer, I'll give the mic back to you.